And Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schuss for our Maharaj Shichi, which was Maharaj Esther, Master of Shmur, was going to myself, the Chavis of Meir Zeb, and the schuss Chayer, Chavit Fege, Mas Michal, Yehudis Basia. The Gemara in Mesechus Bava Kame, Lafir Aleph, Mamed Aleph, we've already had a number of shulam in this Gemara, and we're going to discuss it again, Vesiyat HaDishmaya. V'yamar Ulamar Rav Elazar, Yishli Yashi Yatsta Mektsasa, if you have an amniotic sac, part of it went out on the first day, or Mektsasav Yom Sheni, and part on the second day. Moni Laman Arishon, you count her days of Tuma. Say, Misupik, if it's in a cave, so you count the 14 days of Tuma from the first day. So Rava says, Ma Datech L'chumra, you want to be Machmir to Chum Dosli De Kula. Chum is going to bring us to Kula. Why? To come to Hereslam Arishon. Because then you're already becoming a tire her from the first day, meaning 15th day might really be the 14th day, and she's Tumea still. Because she's Tumea for the first 14 days after birth. So the first day might not really be a Tumea day. And maybe you're Matira, you might not be a Tumea day, she's really Tumea, and she really starts on the second day, and then for the 15th day, she's still going to be Tumea, so we can bring a Kula. I mean, you make her Tar. If you say the first day is Tumea, it's the 15th day is Tar. If you say the first day is Tar, then the 15th day is going to still be Tumea, because the second day is going to start with the days of the Tumea. So Lama Rovo. So Rav explained like this. Lachu ish choshenshes. Nimna la mimi el l'sheni. She has to be chosh from the first day, but the count 14 days starts from the second day. Makamash malan. Are you telling me the ein mixes shilya b'loy v'lad? That there's no little bit of shilya that comes out, a little bit of amniotic sac that comes out without a v'lad. Therefore, to say ein mixes shilya b'loy v'lad, we assume there was a Vlad in there. We know there was a Vlad in there. And the only suffix is, did Rov come out or not? Because that's what you're telling me, that we have a suffix here, so the suffix must be that we know that there was a Vlad, we just don't know if it was Rov or not. So at suffix, we're going to be Machmir. But Tanina, we already learned this. We already learned by a Behema that if a little bit of it came out, and we know there was a fetus in there. Therefore, it's Aser Bachila. The halacha is that the shchik of an animal renders permissible everything in the body. So if a pregnant cow slaughtered the fetus, is permitted for consumption, even if it's fully developed. But if the fetus extended a limb outside the mother's body before the shechita, that limb is forbidden, while the rest of the fetus is permitted. Accordingly, it would seem to follow that if an amniotic sac emerges partially before the shechita, the part that remained within should be permitted. The Mishnah rules, however, that that's not the case. The entire sac, even that that never came out of the mother's womb, can't be eaten. This is true if there's no discernible fetus contained within the portion of the sac that emerged. The Mishnah says that simen vlad bisha simen vlad bebehema, because the amniotic sac is the sign of a fetus in a woman, the sign of a fetus in an animal. The reason the partial emergence of an amniotic sac of an animal renders the entire sac prohibited to be eaten is because the partial emergence signals the definite emergence of a portion of the fetus in an animal, just as it does in a woman. So we have to concern ourselves with the possibility that the majority of the dissolved fetus was contained within the part of the sac that emerged, and if a majority of the fetus did emerge, it's considered having been born, with the result that any part of the amniotic sac that contained it can no longer be permitted for consumption by the slaughter of the mother. Because if the majority is contained within the part of the sac that emerged, we know that there's a little bit in there. The question is there a rove in there? And if there's a rove, then the whole thing is going to be answered. So that's why we answered the whole thing, because maybe there was a rove. I know there was a little bit of a fetus in the amniotic sac, and we're just misupik if there was rove. So it's that suffix we answer the whole thing. So the Gemara's kasha is, so what's the chiddush? That yochoshesh shilishem akta mitzvotza miktasa b'yom rishi miktasa b'yom sheni, that you're already choshesh from the first day, because Ein Mikzvah Shel Yevalot Vlad. We already know that from the Mishnah Becholis that we just quoted. So Ad Kan Mitamtzit Divrei HaGemara. כתבו התוספות בדיבור המתחיל דהן. אם תוהה מעל הרב לא, זה דבר מחושים שמדי מקס שבלו ולעד. לא אם מקס שבלו ולעד, לא יכול שש שכי דמי. So according to Rabbi Lazar, we're choshesh, because ain't mixed shev lo vlad, but if we would have a matzav of mixed shev lo vlad, there'd be no chshash. So hechi dami, b'me medubar, I b'rshus ha-rabim, if we're talking about Rishus HaRabim, so even with one suffix, we're mitayer. So, it's pashat that on Rishus HaRabim, we're mitayer. And if we're talking about it happening in Rishus HaYachid, and even by Sfek Sfek, it's tamei. So we said here that we don't have a Sfek Sfek, we only have one suffix. What's the one suffix? One suffix is there rov or not? We know there's a little bit of lot in there. The question is there rov? If there wouldn't be, we wouldn't say in mixed shil below vlad. If there could be mixed shil without a vlad, it'd be a sfeik sfeik, and we'd say tor. Fractisis, why would we say tor? Sfeik sfeik is tame, in Rishus HaRabim, even sfeik sfeik, in Rishus HaYachid, even sfeik sfeik is tame. So what case is Rebbe Lazar talking about over here? Ula Amr, Ula Amr, Rebbe Lazar. He's telling us this chiddush, that we're choshish because there's one suffix and not two. Because Ein Mikzvah Shel Yevalot Vlad. We're talking about where it's in Rishus HaYachid. And even if we would say Yesh Mikzvah Shel Yevalot Vlad, even with a Sfeik Sfeik or Mitame. As we learn in the Mishnah Taharis, Perek Vav Mishnah Dalet, Kol Sfeik Shteichol Harbos, Birshus HaYachid, Afil a Sfeik Sfeik Tame. No matter how many Sfeikas are in Rishus HaYachid, even Sfeik Sfeik, it's going to be Tame. And for Tosfos, Yesh Loimar, the Shmeitzin Ayri, the Inyan Lo Yisra, the Baila. So answers Tosfos that we're not talking about Tumantara, we're talking about answering her to her husband. She has Sugya Shalana Lo Medaberet L'Inyana Taharot Shenagabem, Imim Tmeim O Teorim, Ela Medubar L'Inyan Ha'isha, Imi Asura L'Baala O Lo. It's not Sofik Tumah, it's Sofik Isur. It's not Sofik Tumah, it's Sofik Isur. Since we're dealing with Sofik Isur, it would be a Sfek Sfeka. We'd be Mako. But since we're talking about being the Tara to her husband, which is Dine Isser, if we're talking about Dine Tuma, Sfek Sfeka, we'd be Machmir. Since we're dealing with Suffolk, whether it's Suffolk Isser, Sfek Sfeka, or Mako, that's why it has to be only one Suffolk and not two. That's Tosis Teretz, that we're dealing here with Suffolk Labaila, not Suffolk Tuma. Sofik Isser, not Sofik Tum. Frekta Maram Shiv, Rega, 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 Rega. Ani lo mevin. Itzas Koshe. The Sofik Tum a misoito gomrin on la. Shehu leinyin lo Yisra lebaila. Sofik Tum a we learn from Sota. And when it comes to Sota, what are we talking about? We're talking about asking her to her husband. Since we see in a number of places that the Makar of Safik Tumah B'Rishus HaYachid is Tameh, is from Sota, and the Gemara there says, Torah there says, V'nistra V'nitmeah, that the woman is Asur to her husband, Sura to her husband, if she secluded with another man, even though there's a suffix if she had bia. So we see from this that the Isser of the Isha, the Baila, as a din tuma, because we learn the din of sofik tuma b'irshus hayochid is tuma from sota, and sota gufa is talking about isha labayla. So what type of teretz is Tosfos giving us? Excuse me, I don't can't be disrespectful, but Maharam Shif is asking. He only says k'tzas kosher. I think it's mod kosher. In my little mind, what's the teretz of Tosfos? No, we're dealing with la'isa labayla. Since we're dealing with asuming her to her husband, la'isa labayla, the melech would be a sfeik sfeik, or we'd say tov. That's why it's only one suffix. We say tamei. She's forbidden to her husband. Sfeik sfeik we mitar. Only by tum and taira, we say sfeik sfeik is tamei. By osur labayla, sfeik sfeik is mutter. Ma pitom. Hari, the whole source for suffix tumah b'rishus hayochid is sota. We say by suffix tumah b'rishus hayochid, no matter how many sfeik is tamei, and the source for that is sota. And sota is dealing not with tum and taira. Sota is dealing with the woman becoming contaminated for her husband. Nistra Vinitma to her husband. She was Tameo, she was contaminated. Now she's usher to her husband. How can Taisva say the din of Safek Timber Shisayachir is different than the din of Yisrael Abayla? Safek Timber Shisayachir is learned from Yisrael Abayla. Therefore, in both cases, we should say Sfek Sfek is going to be usher and Tame. The Shmaitza answers this in Shmaitza Aleph Perek Yud Beis. Reb Shimon and the Shara Yosher in Shar Beis, Perek Yud Gimel, is Tamea and the Shmaitze. And Ayin Oid B'chidushe Moran HaGarashash in Simen Yudalid Miben HaMachabim, Ma Shehu Katav. As Nera Lomar B'Yishuv Kushiyat HaMaram Shif, V'Hekdei Ma Shekosav, Omer Moreinu V'Rabbeinu HaGoyin, Yaakov Moshe Kulevsky Zitzel. They would like to answer the Maram Shif by first bringing the Rosh, who's Miyashev, the Kasha of Tosfos. Because in the Shita Mekubetzes, in the name of the Rosh, he writes as follows. Inami dafka tuma machmas maga di alfinan misoita dumya disoita shinesra machmas haboya aval tuma habon migufo isho lo yalfinan misoita vesvek sveka tor afilu bilshus hayochit ma kavanat harosh. Now we learn from Sota only in a case where the suffix is there Kabbalah's Tuma Mimokoim Achir Dumya de Sota? Who is the Sota contaminated by? By the Boya. But if the suffix is if the Tuma came by itself without Kabbalah's Tuma Mimokoim Achir, then we don't learn from Sota. Inami Dafka Tuma Smaga. Only tuma that comes from somewhere else that we learn from Sota, that's Dumya de Sota, that she was Nitma Bimaga, that she came into contact with this man who violated her. But tuma that comes from the Gufa Isha, we don't learn from Sota. And Sfeik Sfeika is Toil, Afilu Bilshut Hayachid. Now, this woman, who's Tumea Machmas Leida, is that from Mokoyim Acher? Is that Tumas Maga Mimokoim Acher? Lo velo, it's coming from herself, from her own body. He nasis Tumea de Maise Haleida. Uvaze ina doime le Soita. Umemela din Sofik shela yekamo kol Sofik. Sheino Sofik Tuma das lina lakula b'mokom sveik sveika. So ze mikre charig, ze mikre shone. This is a different case. Because here we're talking about where the tuma came from the woman's body herself. Here we don't say the chiddush. There were even mitame in the case of sveik sveik, in this case of the shilya that came out of the woman. Because you only learn from sota when the tuma comes from another source, but here the tuma is coming from her own body. There you don't learn the Chiddush that from Saita that Safek is Tamei Birshus HaYachid. You don't learn that the Sfeik Sfeika is Tamei Birshus HaYachid. Here you would say that a Sfeik Sfeika is Tor Birshus HaYachid. Lo Yalfina Mi Saita. Since this is a different case when it comes to Sfeik Sfeikas, we're going to be taught Matayel Bereshut HaYachid. Like we're always saying, whenever we have a suffix, we say Sfeik Sfeika, we're Matayel, we're Maker. Here also the Sfeik Sfeika, we're going to be Matayel because it's coming from her body and not from an outside source. And in the Tosfos in Maseches Nida, and Daf Beis Amud Aleph, we see this Yisod as well. Umevu'ar she'arash, Arosh cholek al Tosfos. The Rosh is arguing with Tosfos, and the Rosh holds that our sugya is even talking about a case where the Yoyledes touches the Haros. We're Megal Mikoyach Sveik Sveika to say that the woman doesn't become Tmeya and Memela the Tyrus. The Yoledes touches pure things, and we're Megal Mikoyach Sveik Sveika, and we say that the woman didn't become Tmeya and the Tyrus didn't become Tame. Unlike Tosfos, who says that we're only going l'kula when it comes to the Issur l'Baila. Tosfos says, where's our kula? L'inyan Issur l'Baila. The Rosh says, where's our kula? No, it's not only l'inyan Issur l'Baila, it's l'inyan her own tumah. We say she's tahoira, and therefore if she touches Tyrus, the Tyrus are to remain tahoiras. Because we have a Sfeik Sfeika about her. We have a Sfeik Sfeika about her Tuma, we're Matar. And therefore the Tylus she touches remain Tahilus. Taisa says, no. The whole discussion here is only about her being permitted to her husband. Chain meduyok mima shekosav Rashi. Rashi in Dibur HaMaskil Choyshashes writes Choyshashes letamei tyrus. So you see that Rashi is holding like the Rosh that unzer sugya ret wegen tyrus. Our sugya is talking about tyrus and not only about a woman's status vis-a-vis her husband. And the Pashtus is that Tosfos is cholek legamrei al yisod divrei Arosh, and it's bechlal not talking. And Tosfos learns that we learn from Sota even la'inyan safek tuma ba migufa isha atzma. That's why they had to come on to say that Rishik is talking about lo Yisrael lebaila, because if the tuma comes out of her own body, then sfeik sfeik, you should still be machmir. They say, you know, why would we make it if it was a Sfeik Sfeik here? Because we're talking about her tumah to her husband, her permit. Talking about Isur, not tumah. Fit. Aval, nera le'atzia, omer Rav Kulevsky, zecher tzadik levroche, shegam Tosfos sovrim ke'arosh. That really, we want to make a shidduch here. B'sha tov u'mitzlachas. Simen tov u'mazel tov. That Tosfos holds like the Rosh. That we only learn from Sota about Tumas Maga, and not Tumah Haba Migufa Isha Atzma. We only learn about the Tumah that comes from coming into contact with something else, and not that it comes from her body. Just Tosfos holds that if the woman touched Tyrus, and now we have a Suffolk, if the Tyrus are Tumah or not, in such a case we can't say like the Rosh. But in such a case the Suffolk is Linyan Kabbalah's Tumah, and therefore it's like Sota again, it's not Shaykh to make on his fake Sveika. And that's why Tosfos had to say that we're talking here Linyan Safek. It's not Shayich Linyan Kabbalas Tumah. We're talking about Isser Labayla. And therefore we can't learn from Sota and we can be Megal and Sfeik Sfeika. The Rosh holds that even Linyan Tyrus, since the Sherish of Safek of Tyrus is about the woman, where does it start? Where does our suffix start? Our suffix starts with the woman. When it comes to the woman, the Tumah came out of her body. It didn't come from a separate source. So in the Mela, we give you Mekel in a case of Sveik Sveika. When she touches something else, we'll be Mekel in a case of Sveik Sveika. So Tosfos holds in an Achinami that we only learn from Sota about Tumas Maga, and not Tumah that comes from Mikufa Isha. So Tosfos doesn't look to the Sherish as Safik. Tosfos says, let's look at what's happening now, not at the root of what's happening now, but what's happening now. This woman touches something else. So even if there's a Sfeik Sfeika on her, and the Tumah came out of her body, it doesn't matter, because now she's touching this item. This is Tumah Ba Mikufa. This is Tumas Maga. This is a case of Tumas Maga. So even though there's a Sfeik Sfeik on the Isha, since we're dealing with Tumas Maga, we're going to be Mitame this item. Because when it comes to Sfeik Tumas Maga, even if it's a Sfeik Sfeik, we're Mitame. So Tosfos couldn't say that when a woman touches Tylus, the Tylus are going to be tar, because they're not. Why are they not going to be tar? Because this is Safik Maga, this is Tumas Maga. And yeah, there's Sveik Sveika here, but it doesn't matter, we're dealing with Tumas Maga. And that's why Tosfos was compelled to say that we're not dealing here with Chlal, with Tumah of the Gufa Isha. We're dealing here with Kabbalah, not dealing here with Dinei Tumah Tara, we're dealing here with Isser Labayla. And that's why Sveik Sveika would be okay. We should be Muteris. Because we're talking about Tumah Labayla. Isser Labayla. Since we're talking about Isser Labayla, we're Mekel in the case of Sveik Sveika. And the Rosh says, no, look at the Shorish of Safik. When she touches something else, you're right, that's Tumas Maga. But she herself, when she became Tumea, was Ba Migufa. And since this Tumah came from her body, there you say Sveik Sveik is Tov. So even when it comes to Tyrus, we're Matir. This is Yirai, that when it came from her body, we as far as her own Tumah is concerned, we should say Sveik Sveik is Latara. But now that she touches something else, now the circumstances change. So now I say, oh, now we're dealing with Tumas Maga. Since now she touched another item, you say, oh, you touched another item, and you had a Sfeik Sfeika on you, even though that Sfeik Sfeika was because of Tumah Migufo, but it doesn't matter, now you're touching another item, so now we're Mitame, the Sfeik Sfeika, like we always do in Dinei Tumah Tara, that if you have a Sfeik Sfeika, we're Mitame. So if that's the case, then what's the, why here can't there be a Sfeik Sfeika? Why here? If there's a Sfeik Sfeika, do we say permitted? Only because there's a Suffolk, we say forbidden. Only because there's a Suffolk, we're Mitami the Isha. But is it a Sfeik Sfeika, we're not? Ah, so Tosfos says, we're talking about the Isra Labayla. That's what compelled Tosfos to go there. But the Rosh says, you don't have to go there. Because here we're talking about Tumah came out of her body, and that's why we're Mitari in the case of Sfeik Sfeika. No, Baruch Hashem, that's a Kivun Chashiva. יש עוד הרבה הרבה מה לומר בסוגיה הזאת, ואני מקווה שברצות השם דרכנו נוכל עוד לדון בזה, כי זה דברים מרתקים מאוד, מרתקים מאוד. Love it. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend. Thank you. And we should always remember, after all this beautiful Torah, that it's not enough. כי סוף דבר, הכל נשמע. אלוקים ירא את מצוותיו שמור, כי זה כל האדם. שלום, שלום. אהובי ידידיי מורי ורבי.